Congress has yet to approve any spending bills for the fiscal year that begins in October. Members haven't agreed on a budget resolution, and they're faced with overseeing a massive reorganization of government agencies into a new Homeland Security Department. Yet the Republican-run House and the Democratic-controlled Senate have spent entire days voting on bills that have no reasonable chance of passing. NPR's David Wellner reports that the nearly evenly divided chambers are trying to score political points for this fall's midterm elections.
Last week on the floor of the Senate, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy was one of the many Democrats who got up to make speeches calling for the passage of federal legislation punishing hate crimes.
So we need a vote, both in this body and in the House of Representatives. And if we have such a vote, Mr. President, we will once again make it very clear. The United States government does not tolerate hate.
But even though a couple of moderate Republicans who face tough re-election bids next fall did back the hate crimes bill, there were not enough votes to stop a GOP filibuster, and the bill was pulled. Even if it had passed, House Republicans had shown no interest in having a similar vote. Still, just 5 months before the elections, Majority Leader Tom Daschle made good on a promise to bring the issue to the Senate floor. Republican Leader Trent Lott complains there are far more urgent matters before the Senate.
I think that we should be focusing on emergency legislation, things that must be done that have not been done. I mean, we still don't have a budget resolution. We haven't done the defense authorization bill, and Senator Daschle is trying to push it off to the last week we're here. And he keeps going to these other issues that are certainly not emergencies.
One of those issues last week was a bill to make permanent a temporary repeal of all inheritance taxes that's due to occur 8 years from now. In this case, it was Senate Republicans who insisted on bringing the issue to the floor, even though they knew they would not have the votes to prevail. North Dakota's Byron Dorgan was one of many Democrats who protested spending a whole day on the legislation.
This is a tax cut for billionaires at a time when we have very big federal deficits, and when we have other priorities that some in this chamber want to ignore.
But for Texas Republican Phil Graham, who sponsored the bill, the vote on killing the estate tax amounted to what he called a defining issue for voters in November.
Every vote is about the election next fall. A democracy is about accountability.
As the Senate debated ending the estate tax, House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt addressed a crowd on the steps outside the Capitol.
I want to thank all the members of the Democratic caucus who are behind me, who have worked so hard to bring about this proposal to have lower prescription drug prices for all of America's senior citizens.
More election year posturing. Gephardt knew perfectly well there's no way the House GOP leadership would take up a prescription drugs bill offered by Democrats. Republicans plan to roll out a bill of their own on cutting drug costs for the elderly, who happen to be those most likely to vote in the midterm election. Meanwhile, on the House floor, Republicans were bringing to a vote the permanent repeal of a tax break for married couples. Wisconsin Democrat Gerald Kletschka said outsiders might be wondering why the House of Representatives was debating a law that would not take effect until the year 2011.
I'll tell you why. There's one big event between today and January 2011. And you know what it is? It's November 2002 elections. It's the elections. So we're gathered here today to promote our elections.
The House did approve making the marriage tax break permanent, but Senate Majority Leader Daschle says he has no plans to take up similar legislation. Still, this week, House GOP leaders plan to spend a full day voting to make another tax cut permanent. They say it's what voters will remember when they go to the polls in November. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.